Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Learning a lot about a tough subject, John.
Oh, it's a rough one, but I'm going to give out full titles now. We are with Lisa Stern, and Lisa is an Assistant Vice President of Senior and Adult Services at Family and Children's Association, and Sarah Sampson, and Sarah is the Public Health Coordinator and Sexual Violence Prevention Program Coordinator for the Safe Center. And we're having a wonderful conversation, but just before the break, Otto gave a story about somebody who signed over a power of attorney and then wound up having stuff taken from them. And it is a very difficult situation, and people do have to pay attention. And, you know, the Family and Children's Association goes out, the Safe Center goes out, I do programs, but I keep track. And so far we're in November. Newsday, if you followed Newsday for this year, over $500 million has been taken from people. They've all been convicted. Just last week, there was somebody who had got $30 million. There was the biggest one was $200 million, which was announced in maybe August or September. There is no recourse for this money. I mean, you'll get some of it back, depending if they bought a fancy car, they're going to sell the car. Lots of it was vacations and wasted money. How many times do you have to read an article in the paper? And then when you get an unsolicited phone call that, you know, you want to make 25% on your money, you say, oh, tell me about it. It doesn't exist. And if it does exist, he's bringing it to his family and close friends because they're private little deals. And that is one of the biggest peeves I have. I don't know what the education has to be to get people to wake up, you know, and going back to, oh, we'll go to Lisa, but one thing, I have three different couples over the last 5 years that went to marriage counselors before they got married, and all three are divorced. Why would you date somebody, get engaged, and then say, I said, what are you doing? We're going to counseling. I was like, shoot me, go to counseling. Just tell them goodbye. And they ultimately did, but they got married. Now, thank
If only it was that simple, John.
Well, it's simple in my life. Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, I know scams are really a big thing, especially during COVID. People are, you know, and when you're isolated and you're lonely, that's a big thing. Seniors a lot of times are lonely, and these scammers are really good. They're good at gabbing with you and talking with you and acting like they care about you. I mean, I've had a situation where family has begged the senior not to send money anymore, but they really like the calls, and they, no matter what the family said, they couldn't stop this senior from sending money. And especially with COVID, the last few months, there's been census scams, there've been stimulus check scams, COVID-19 scams. You really wanna not answer your phone if you don't recognize a phone number. You don't want to sign anything unless you have you understand it or have a trusted person to review it. You want to shred old papers. There's a lot of things people can do to protect themselves. You don't give any personal information out over the phone. My own father fell for something the other day. That seemed so real from a software company. It's just you got to be savvy, and you have to protect yourself. But again, I think it's on the rise because people are lonely, people are isolated, people, you know, are scared.
Well, you're right there. Winter always brings on the worst. You know, you have a senior in the house, it's too cold to come out, and they're lonely. And COVID has restricted people, so they're not going out. I mean, we really, you know, 75 and older, you shouldn't, I mean, you can leave the house with caution, but I mean, they are subject to these calls, but it's a shame. It's just like, talk to somebody. I find it very frustrating when you do a program and people can raise their hand and say, well, I gave him $20,000 and I'll never see it again. It's like, you won't, but why'd you do it?
That's something we struggle with on the EMDT all the time. People have the right to self-determination. They have the right to make their own decisions. And where do you draw the line where you tell them they don't have that right? Even if, you know, a family member might think that this person shouldn't be sending money here or shouldn't be spending money on that. But, you know, it's a fine line between not respecting someone's right to do what they want with their money or take their rights away.
Okay. I mean, I'll go along with that from a certain perspective, right? Because the senior definitely doesn't want to feel like I have no use at all in life, that I can't even write $50 to my church or my synagogue without my son questioning what I'm doing. I'm agreeing there. But on the bigger scales of things, it's a shame. And they're out there. I mean, that's the other side of it. Go ahead, Otto.
I think that's another subject that probably could take up a whole show, is the transition from being a parent to being the child and in between that whole area. And the difference of perspective, I think, is that the senior, which I'm a senior, proudly, and you know, you don't want to give up control. You know, that's part of life. You want to control your own life, your own destiny and whatever. And then your children start to fear for your safety and your security. So there's a fine line, I think, between those two, which can get very fine or very broad. You know, maybe legitimately the senior does have a big problem and can't walk without falling down or whatever, shouldn't be driving a car, shouldn't be making any financial decisions. And as a senior, I'm not there, fortunately, but I could visualize the difficulty. You know, I'm one who likes to do what I have to do. And all of a sudden somebody says to me, you can't do that anymore, Otto. I'm going to take care of everything for you. Okay. You know?
I will say that if you feel you've been a victim of a scam, our Amanda Crystal, who works with our financial exploitation program, will reach out to a bank. She'll go with you to a police to file a police report. You know, there's support, and she'll try to get you restitution for what you've lost. You're right that it's difficult to get restitution sometimes, but she will work with the banks, the credit card companies, whatever needs to happen, and she'll guide them through the process and provide support for them. It doesn't feel good to be a victim either, so that you really want to offer counseling and support to the victim.
You know, doing this show over the last number of years, there is so much help out there for people. If they, you know, people just have to get themselves a little educated in terms of what's out there and take advantage of it. Like a lot of people in my world, you know, this image about charity, you know, this is all looked upon as charity. I don't need charity, which is a nonsense, really. Everybody needs help somewhere along the line, or you don't know enough about a subject. You need people who do know about it to help you. And I encourage seniors to, if you have problems of any kind, look for help. You know, don't be like Daniel Boone or whatever out in the woods taking care of everything yourself, you know. It doesn't work like that. It shouldn't work like that. Let's put it that way. And the more you give up a little bit, the longer you're going to be able to maintain some semblance of control over your life. You know, it's complicated. That's very
true. I'm agreeing with Giotto. The other thing, too, which, you know, I have a master's in economics and finance, undergraduate, whatever, but I also have a master's in gerontology and thanatology, which is the study of death. And one of the biggest things that I'll always remember is assumptive reality, which was a phrase that I learned, and it kills a senior. Because when you come into your house, you assume when you open the door, you're going to go in, the dog's going to be there, the lamp is going to be there, whatever. The day you come in, the dog is gone, the lamp is on the floor, the chairs, the table, everything's upside down. They've taken the assumption that everything's going to be okay away from you. And that reality, every time you go to open that door, it's fear-based now. So now you have a 90-year-old woman that says, am I opening my door to see my lamp and my table and everything the way I left it? Or am I going to open my door to a nightmare? And that's the counseling. That takes a long time to overcome. When you've been abused, when you take trust away, specifically from a senior, and the stuff like Otto always talks about, you're not going to trust very quickly again. And especially if you have, and thank God the FCA has a place to go, and they'll try to get some of the money back. because not only are you not trusting, you got to pay your bills, you know, and you want to buy a Christmas present for Susie or whoever it's going to be in your life. Well, now you don't have the extra money. So it just keeps slapping you in the face that you were abused. And you know, it's a shame because the person who abused you has gone on, bought a fancy coat or whatever he did with the money he stole from you. And if he hasn't gotten caught, he's lucky. And you live it every day of your life. Yeah. And it looks like you're going to say something.
There's another dimension to this whole thing, that, in my opinion, through personal experience that has developed because of COVID. We haven't used nursing homes or assisted living at this point as a comment, but I know of people who are in nursing homes and they cannot be visited by their family. And we know from past experience with other family situations that it's not always peaches and cream within those complexes. There are lots of good situations, but then now and then there's a bad one. And that's very difficult now to identify because you can't even go in to the nursing home. You know, you look through a plastic window and that's it. Is that an area that your organizations get involved with?
Yeah, so FCA has an ombud service program, and it's a volunteer-run program, but obviously with COVID, it's been a little more challenging. But if you have a complaint or need help in a nursing home, you can call FCA, and we can, you know, have our ombud service program look into it. They have been advocating all through COVID for seniors, for families, reaching out to the executive directors, and there's resident councils that we're part of within the facilities. So there is help for anyone in a nursing home or assisted living or adult home in Nassau County. You would call FCA.
Okay, that's important because
it's been horrific for seniors in nursing homes, just heartbreaking.
Yeah, and especially considering that they can't reach out, they can't see their families. And everybody knows the story of somebody who died over the last couple of months with nobody by their side, maybe a phone call, knowing it's within hours the person's going to be dead. Ladies, being Lisa and Sarah, I want to thank you both so much. We're going to have you back again because this is such an important topic. And the more you talk about it, that's the only thing we can hope for. The more we talk about it, whether it's financial abuse, sexual abuse, psychological abuse, it has to be brought to the front of everybody's mind in order for it to stop. And it's not going to stop until that happens. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.